the special council meeting on the 9th of December 2025 at 5 p.m. open. We have all councillors present and required staff. We have no leaves of absent or absence without leave. Are there any declarations of interest?
No.
Public question time. We are open to public question time. There are currently no members in the gallery, so we will not conduct a public question time. Reports from officers are 5.0. Reports from officers 5.1. The 24 to 25 annual report, annual financial statements, and annual electors meeting. Are there any statements from officers on those? Are there any questions to officers from councillors? Yes, Councillor York.
Just on the, excuse me, just lost it. On the Acrod parking, sorry, we're about to use that again. Bear with me. So on page 16 of the annual report, Acrod parking, it states that that project has been abandoned. I'm not sure if that's the best word for it, but anyway, so I just wanted to get a bit of an understanding on where the Shire is at specifically on Acrod parking and its, you know, strategy or plan going forward to compensate for what has been abandoned, please.
Through the chair, in the explanatory comments under key projects, it talks about the Acrod parking, and it identifies that although it was a priority, the cost of the implementation was prohibitively high, and so it's deferred implementation until next financial year, which is this financial year. Through the chair, no, it's in this financial year's budget, because this is the report from 24-25.
Any other questions? Yes,
Councillor. So, sorry, has it been abandoned or has it been paused until this financial year?
Essentially, it wasn't carried over because we applied more funding to it this financial year. So it was abandoned for 24-25 because there wasn't enough funding, and it's been rebudgeted for 25-26 with additional funding so we can get it done.
Okay, it's just interesting because in other areas things were paused. The abandoned insinuates that we're not going ahead with this at all.
Through the chair, we can change the terminology.
I think we should.
Through the chair, if we could take a moment for Claire to draft a potential amendment to the recommendation. You can obviously carry on with the question and answers and we'll see if we can come up with something.
We'll do. Are there any other questions to officers on the annual report? Speak into the microphone for answers.
So abandon has been used against multiple projects within the document, and that terminology was chosen with anything that went through the mid-year review in 24-25 that was removed from the budget. We used the terminology abandoned, and that was part of our corporate business plan quarterly reports that came to council as well. So that's why that terminology was chosen.
Okay, with that, does that satisfy? So we have a mid-year review of the annual budget. It was abandoned then because there wasn't enough funding to actually fulfil the quotes anywhere close to, with the idea to reinstate it in. So financially it was abandoned and then redone, but we can put an amendment in if you wish to move it after the first item.
Whereas through the chair, pause, that money remained within the 24-25 budget. So it was still an action that was being worked on, but anything that was abandoned, as I mentioned, the funding got removed for 24-25. And then when we went through the 25-26 budget, we put especially the Ackroyd parking back into the budget at a higher amount.
Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, also in this report is the PARS deliver the annual pedestrian bridge renewal works. That's abandoned as well, so is that means the same thing. They will be doing them, but not in this financial year.
Through the chair, let's see what happens with the motions that are moved, an appropriate replacement for that word throughout the entire report would be reconsidered in a future financial year, because that applies to them all. To be reconsidered in a future financial year.
Are there any other questions? No. All right. So we'll move on to the officer's recommendation, item 5.1A, for the council to accept the annual report, including the audited financial statements for 24-25 financial year, which is attachment 5.1. Do I have a mover on this item? Councillor Yule, seconder. Councillor Gibson. Do you wish to speak? Councillor Gibson, does anyone wish to speak opposed to this? Is there any amendments that anyone who wishes to propose an amendment? Nope.
We were talking about that you're working on. I'll move an amendment if I can hear the suggestion.
Councillor Lewis, are you happy with that wording of that amendment?
Yes, so that's all three places where it appears, as far as I can see, abandoned. We're replacing that in all three places?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Is there a seconder to Councillor Campbell? Do you wish to talk to your amendment?
No, I think it just makes sense. Much clearer for the community. Thank you.
Councillor Campbell. Yes.
So can I just confirm, because only two places have been mentioned, but in all three cases that the word is used, is that project being considered in this financial year?
Yes, all three projects are being considered for future financial years. The only one we don't have is the skid steer slasher.
So it's not being considered in this financial year?
Confirmed.
Through the chair, it was reconsidered through the budget process though. So the statement on the screen is accurate.
I'll allow further questions to staff on the, or clarification with councillors on the amendment. All right. Does anyone wish to speak? Does anyone wish to speak opposed to the amendment? Anyone else wish to speak for the amendment? Councillor Sleeman.
I actually think it's really important. Staff have made a good explanation of why the word abandon was used, but if I was in the community and didn't have the explanation from staff, if I saw the word abandon next to that, I would think that it's not going to go ahead at all. And so given 25% of our population has a disability, I think it's important that we have confirmed that, hey, we've not gotten rid of it altogether. It's just been paused until the following year. So I think it's a good amendment.
Does anyone else wish to speak opposed or to the amendment? No? Would you like to close the argument on the amendment? No? Okay. In that case, all those in... We'll take it to the vote. All those in favour of adding the amendment to the original motion? That is passed unanimously. We will now continue debate on what is now the substantive motion, which includes the amendment. Is there anyone who wishes to speak opposed to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? Does anyone speak to the motion at all? Would you like to close, chance to close debate on the current motion with amendment? Councillor Yule? No? In which case, I will put it through to the vote. All those in favour of the substantive motion? It is passed unanimously. We'll now move on to officers' recommendation item 5.1b, that council determines that annual electors' meeting be held on Tuesday, the 27th of January 2026, in the council chambers commencing at 6 p.m. Are there any questions to officers on this recommendation? Do I have a mover for this recommendation? Councillor Hockey. Councillor Phillips as a second. Do you wish to speak to this motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Phillips. Is anyone wish to speak opposed to this motion? Does anyone else wish to speak for the motion or to the motion? No? Would you like to close argument? No, then put it to the vote. All those in favour of the substantive motion. That is passed unanimously. We have nil matters behind closed doors, so with that I declare the meeting closed at 5:16 p.m.